Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Congressman Al Green will make a major campaign announcement Friday evening at Houston's Wyndham Hotel. Green has represented Texas's 9th congressional district for more than two decades. But this past summer, Republican state lawmakers drew him out of the 9th district and into the 18th. Green has previously said he would not be a candidate in the 9th district next year, but he would be on the ballot, implying but not confirming that he would be a candidate in the Democratic primary for the 18th. The 18th district has been vacant since the death of Congressman Sylvester Turner in March. Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee and former Houston City Council member Amanda Edwards emerged as the runoff candidates from Tuesday's special election to fill out Turner's term. The Federal Aviation Administration says that it will reduce air traffic by 10% at both George Bush Intercontinental Airport and Hobby Airport. News 88.7's Matt Harab tells us this starts tomorrow.
Bush and Hobby are two of 40, quote, high-volume airports that the agency says will reduce the amount of air traffic there is as a result of the government shutdown. Staffing shortages are occurring amongst air traffic controllers who continue to work without a paycheck. Many are calling out sick. Airlines right now are working on plans to reduce the number of flights to or from certain destinations, again, including Houston. Wait times at security checkpoints have also grown, with TSA agents also not getting paid right now.
Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George is seeking the dismissal of his criminal case. He's accusing Fort Bend County District Attorney Brian Middleton of discussing his criminal case and disappearing encrypted messages on Signal. The county judge also alleges that prosecutors destroyed part of an important interview with George's alleged accomplice, Taral Patel. Jared Woodville is George's attorney.
Then a bigger question, I think, becomes, what are we not seeing? What was destroyed via the Signal app? What wasn't screenshotted?
The DA's office calls the accusations baseless. It's 78 degrees right now on the University of Houston campus. Tonight's low around 65. I'm Alexandra